Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Anyway, good morning. It's Brandon, Kelly, and David, the Barrel Boy. It's on my mind this morning, guys. I'm on my way to work, and I'm devouring a banana. And as I'm eating said banana, I start to think to myself, what are these stringy things hanging off of my banana peel?
I know, I hate getting one of those.
Because it was like wrapped around the side of the banana and I didn't see it. A lot of times I try to pull those off.
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't catch it.
Is that part of the peel or the banana?
I think it's a part of the peel. Isn't it?
It's all part of the banana, but I think it's part of the peel.
Because it's just like hanging on there. It's like glued
stringies.
To the banana.
I just eat it. I don't care.
Do you eat it? Ooh, you do?
No, I pull it out.
I don't care. I pull it off.
Yeah, I have to. Because I can't. Because it just doesn't have the same texture.
Mm-mm.
And I'm like, why can't we find bananas that don't have the stringy things?
There you go. There's your claim to fame right there.
So what's on my mind this morning? What's on your mind this morning?
My mind is, how about that game last night? Number one, did y'all stay up last night?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, I did too, and I'm struggling because that was an amazing, like, last third quarter of the fourth.
Well, the whole game was exciting.
Yeah, it was pretty close all the way
through. And then I just kept watching, and then I wanted to watch the confetti, and then I wanted to watch the MVP thing, and then I just kept watching.
Did the after game thing, the post game celebration, take a little bit too long?
Seems like they all do nowadays.
It seems like I was like, oh my goodness, I'm never going to get to go to sleep because I kept watching.
That chick interviewed everybody. Here's security guard in row three. What did you think of the game?
Let's go outside the stadium. You just went to this game. How's that feel?
It's like,
you know,
yeah.
It's just like, golly.
Stop talking about it.
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
Oh, I just got myself a new battery yesterday. Had to go get that taken care of. That was a fun one.
You needed some recharging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How much is the battery? $50?
It was 80. A little bit more than that.
Was it really?
Uh-huh.
Bye. Was it over 100?
Yeah.
What kind of battery do you have?
Did
like a Transformers battery?
Is this Optimus Prime?
I got a nice one, I guess. It's supposed to last me a really long time. So I'm hoping I didn't just...
2070?
Mm. Yeah, what do they sell you on?
Well, he said...
No, just tell me the price. Because it was ridiculous,
wasn't it? Almost 200.
Good grief!
Oh my gosh, David.
Yeah.
What, are you going to power a spaceship?
I hope so. I hope I don't have to replace my battery for like another 20 years.
Does it have a generator inside? So if the world comes to an end, it'll run everything for you?
I hope so.
Does it have those little monkeys with the drums?
Maybe. I don't know. I got a really nice battery,
though. Is Fred Flintstone inside? He's going to run for you?
If y'all want to check out my battery, we can go look at it later.
Who pays that much for a battery?
Well, I don't know.
You so got upsold. Yeah. I want to sell you stuff. Well, if anybody's trying to sell knives or coffee or anything.
Well, the prices he gave me were like $150 and $175. So it was like $175 plus the tax. And I was like, okay.
They started you at $150?
Yeah.
Did you have sucker written across your forehead?
He has that look on his face, didn't he?
What's the average battery
cost? We're going to have to
work
with him.
Somebody call me and tell me the average battery cost, because I don't think it's that expensive.
No, don't call him, because I don't want to know.
870-935-KFINE.
No.
It's 870-935-5346.
Call now.
Please don't call.
There's no way the average battery is $175.
Well, I think I paid on the high end, okay?
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So David went out and bought a new battery for his truck. It costs $175. I believe he way overspent.
I agree.
Like, I think he spent $100 too much.
Oh.
But I don't know.
It's been a minute since I bought a battery.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones and Troy. Troy, what's your story, man?
My daughter spent $187 on her battery for the Chevy Sonic.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. See, I'm not the only one.
I guess I haven't needed a battery.
No, you did just right there. And my daughter cried and cried, and she got $44 off.
Oh, maybe I just need to go back and cry to him. Do you think that'd work?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Aww. The batteries are that expensive. I had no idea.
Neither.
Yep.
How often do you have to go buy a new battery?
About 5 years.
See, mine lasted like 7.
All right. Appreciate the call this morning. Your direct line to the K-Fine studio is 870-935-KFINE. 870-935-5346.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Got a text about David a second ago. Let me go back to it here.
Oh, what'd it say?
Tell David I have beachfront property in Arkansas for sale.
Okay, that's enough.
Is it still true, David, is the... wait. Is it still true, David, is the Eskimo that you can sell ice to?
Who is sending you all that?
I'm going to say it's Austin Lane.
If he said, is it still true, you pretty much know. He's stolen my gimmick.
Yes, he is.
Like everything else in his life, he tries to steal my gimmick. It's just what he does.
Man. It's what he does.
It's just what he
does.
Old David over here, Mr. $175 battery guy.
Whatever.
Hang on. Before we get back into these other things, I want to go look here. Like, if I'm going to go buy, do you have any idea what your battery specs were?
Oh, dude, I have no idea.
Let's just do auto battery, and we're going to see what happens when I Google shopping it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. The AutoCraft Economy battery, group size 65, is $69.99. The one that's 75 is $69.99. The Interstate DCM 0035 battery is $46. The AutoCraft, oh, that's a small engine.
That was a go-kart.
The CarQuest Auto Farm and Truck battery, group size 4, is $100.
So are you saying I like way overspent for mine? Like way
somebody
over the
just
top?
Got a nice tip.
Dude, that dude's so happy.
I wonder if they work off commission on batteries.
He bought his wife something really nice.
Going out to dinner.
That's awesome. You're a hero to somebody, though.
Yeah, yeah, I guess so. Well, I'm going to change the subject because I found something very interesting out there. There's a principal that's offering all of their students $100 if they can avoid all screens for 11 days this summer.
Not going to happen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so you're talking phones, computers, video games, I guess TV on there, too. Every Tuesday for the summer, and she'll end up giving them $100, but she only expects like 50 out of the 160 students to even try it. So I don't know how many she's going to actually pay up for, but I don't
Zero.
Know if I could do that.
I maybe one or two. I think my kids would try it, but if it's every Tuesday and it's not 11 consecutive days, I bet my kids would try it.
Yeah, it's every Tuesday.
But they're so used to going straight to the screens, I think it would fail.
I know.
I just don't see how they could do it.
I don't
There'd
know.
There'd be a lot of coloring and painting and
just reading books and stuff like that.
Heaven forbid you go outside.
I mean, yeah. Think about this, though. As adults, let's say we were going to pay you $100. Mm-hmm. For every Tuesday, you'd drop all of it. Would you do it?
Yeah, for $100 every day? Yeah.
No, bull. That's a lie.
Every day?
There's no way you could.
You wouldn't. You couldn't.
Well, I can't because of my job.
Of course. Now there's an excuse.
Yep, there it is.
Well, it's not an excuse.
And then the kids have to check their game scores. Hey, can I just check my score? Can I see if my game updated? That's what we get all the time.
All the time.
I know I'm not supposed to be on here, but can I just check my updates?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, these kids, I don't think they can do it. I really don't.
Oh, yeah. There was a new Minecraft update. They now have llamas.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah, that was a big deal.
Man, it's over now.
Oh, well, speaking of new things, I've ordered something new that I thought you guys would be excited about.
What's that?
Well, there's this new bathing suit.
Sweet.
All right, you know how, like,
here we go.
I'm already in.
You guys get to walk around topless all the time in America and no one cares.
I did that yesterday.
Right. And it's not even a big deal. But if we walk around, it's like, heaven, you know, you just, it's not heard of. No, you just can't do it unless
I
you
want to change the culture. It's fine if y'all do it.
Oh, it's oh, you're changing the culture.
It's fine.
Right.
I'm the culture changer.
All right. Well, there's this new bathing suit that maybe this is helping. It's going to help women
what?
Feel like they can walk around like this.
What is it?
All right. Okay.
Is it see through?
No.
Kylie Jenner come up with this?
I'm going to say no on this, no. But there's a clothing website called Beloved that just started selling a women's one piece bathing suit. All right. So get this in your head. It's a one piece bathing suit.
No, and those are cute now.
They are. They're
like
very
those.
Trendy.
Yeah.
But it looks exactly like a man's hairy chest.
Ooh.
I'm out.
Now,
man,
now you can heck? Get them. Hang on. Give it a second.
I'm
just
done.
Give it a second. You can get different colors. So whatever your skin type is, you can get different colors. Ugh. But they all have like funny like hair on them. So hairy stomach, hairy back.
Harry Styles.
Harry, yes. Connick Jr.'s.
Harry Potter.
So there's hair depicted on the bathing suit literally everywhere. So,
that, you're not getting
I've
that.
Got three coming
you're not
into
allowed
my house.
To, for all for you, I hope, yeah. Depending on your shade of tan.
Yes, correct.
That's awful.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, that picture's disgusting.
Let me
but
see
think
the picture.
About,
see
yeah.
The picture.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Is it really terrible?
It's.
Look at it. Imagine someone wearing
that. Oh, that's
that.
Vulgar, too. You have a belly button and everything, and it's like the trail. Oh. David's going to wear that, so it looks like he has hair on his chest.
That is not true.
He's going to wear it like a bodysuit and then just put his jeans on over it.
If I came in that, you would tell me to never come back because that image could never leave.
I might just buy it just for us to get him to put it on.
Well, that is so disgusting.
David, is it still true that you only have three hairs on your chest?
I have at least six.
Okay, thank you.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So for four seasons, Keith Urban was a judge on American Idol. And after the show went away in 2016, there were rumors that he may come back. And these rumors are starting to be revived a little bit as the show is coming back in 2018, the spring of 2018. So about a year from now. But he never gave like a real answer. They just asked him, hey, is there a possibility you could come back? And he said, There are some moving parts. So that's about as politically correct as we can get from Keith Urban at this point. So it looks like things are in discussions right now, but there is a potential Keith Urban could come back.
So Father's Day is coming up on Sunday. Luke Bryan was talking about one of his favorite things to do on Father's Day is just to go out and hang out with his boys and go fishing. And he said it's the simple things like going fishing. Half the time, I load up the boat with all the boys, and it's Father's Day, and there I am untangling fishing line all day. But that's what being a dad is all about. So he enjoys those simple moments like going fishing.
Well, Brett Eldridge released a new song called Love Someone, and it's the first single from his album that's going to come out August 4th. And here's how it sounds.
Oh, baby, would you look right there? The way the sun is hitting your head. The way the world just stopped right here in midair. I don't ever want to move. You put the pool in the breeze. You put the weak here.
What do you think?
Well, what do you think I think?
You love it.
I love it.
You know what I like, though? I like his ballads. Like I like the slow down Brett Eldridge.
I think that he's seeing someone and he's in love.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. It seems like he's very, very happy right now. And I think he's just keeping it very personal. Because all the songs that he's kind of come out with this past year are very happy and excited and flirtatious. Yeah. I think he's in like the first like part of a relationship. That's my take. That's what it sounds like.
Because he won't say that to anybody.
Correct. Like, he's not telling anybody. He's very, like, he has a lot of social media stuff going on, but I think he's a very private person when it comes to that stuff because he doesn't talk about it.
All right. There you go. Yeah. That's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly Perry over here just now stopped traffic on Parker Road momentarily.
She did. No joke.
Because she put on this bathing suit.
Yeah.
I didn't even know we had one here at the station, but evidently she
ordered several of them. I was just really excited about the swimsuit.
It's the hairy chest bathing suit. It's a one piece.
Mm-hmm.
She put it on, went outside on Parker Road, and took a picture next to our building. And
one
traffic
pieces
was
are
stopping.
Very trendy right now.
They are.
This one just had a little bit of a added element to it that I just haven't seen anywhere, and I wanted to be different.
Yeah. So if you want to check it out, you can check out her Twitter account at Kelly on KFIN. It sure is something to look at.
Yeah, it's definitely like a double take
it
situation.
It sure is.
It sure is something.
Oh man.
Kelly
All right, David.
Is crazy.
That's basically it. David, is this going to be funny?
Yes, it will, Brandon.
Let's try.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
So there is a lawmaker in Rhode Island who probably needs to be a little bit more careful on what websites he goes to.
Uh-oh.
And it all stems from this Wikipedia page that he had screenshotted and then made like prints of it, some flyers, and distributed these, which makes the story even worse because he had about 12 tabs open of things that weren't exactly appropriate for people to see.
And this is a politician.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'm kind of on the fence on whether or not I actually want to tell you what the tabs were.
No. I want to know.
Well, I have like 10 tabs open, but it's all stuff for work.
Let me see.
Yeah, well.
Check her tabs.
Well,
any bad tabs?
Oh, it's all
look at that
work
tabs.
Amber Rose.
You're over there.
Is this about a challenge?
Well, I don't even understand.
Anyway, so, okay. Some of the words. Brunette.
Brunette.
Yeah.
Is that tab open on your computer, brunette?
No, sir. It is
no,
not.
No, brunette. Okay.
You also have candy.
Candy?
I mean, I do like candy.
I
don't
think it's the candy you would actually eat, though.
Or Candy Crush.
What kind of candy do you eat or not eat?
Yeah.
You also have another word
in there. No, explain this to me, David. I'm confused.
Well, I mean, like, you know, M&M's.
I thought you just ate
candy. Or Skittles, you know.
What kind of candy do you not eat?
It's a different kind of candy. You get what I'm saying.
I'm completely confused.
And the last one here I have is MILF.
Wait a minute. This is a politician who has screenshotted his tabs, and he's searching for MILF.
Yep, along with his own Wikipedia page that he screenshotted and sent this out to people. And so he immediately understood what he did wrong and blamed it on someone that sent it to him. He couldn't even take the blame for it.
What do you mean he blamed it on somebody? How do you blame it on somebody else?
He said apparently someone sent this to him.
Oh, gosh.
And it wasn't him Googling all this kind of stuff.
It's the first thing I'd say to you. Oh, it wasn't me. David sent that to me.
I knew my name would come up.
David did that.
David, aren't you the one that made the copies?
I guess next time he needs to check on what he's doing. But you know what? People are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I believe Kelly's blocked me on Twitter.
I think she has,
I didn't want you to see my new bathing suit.
Is that what it is? Because when I go and look at my tweet, it shows I can't see your tweet.
That, or do you think it might be determined inappropriate?
What?
By Twitter.
Oh, you think so?
Because it is kind of like a...
It is kind of racy.
Yeah, it's a little bit dirty.
I don't know about that. But.
I want to show you something funny. So the hashtag search filter on Twitter, if you go and do the hashtag I use a lot of times, BB1079, and you go to the top ones, the top one is actually posted by David.
Oh, it is?
And it's, so what exactly is mom eating? Okay.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Because, the kid meant to spell peanuts.
Mm-hmm. He spelled something else.
He didn't know how to spell it.
Yeah.
The second thing, when you look at the top using my hashtag, is another David post.
Really?
Oh,
and
popular.
It's this one.
Oh.
Oh, David.
The glitter butt.
Dang.
And then it's Guns N' Roses after that.
I'm pretty popular. My tweet yesterday got some pretty good traction.
What was your tweet yesterday?
The guy with all the hickeys on his neck.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
I saw that late in the day. I was like, ugh, who does
that?
Yeah,
I know.
So out of all the celebrities in the world, Forbes magazine goes out and they rank like the highest earning celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
And like the person who was number one, I would never even think of.
So is this over like the past year? Is that right?
Over the past year, yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Who's made the most money in the past year?
Okay.
I'm going to give you each three guesses, and I'm pretty certain you'll never guess the person who's number one.
I think I'm going to get it on the first answer.
All right, go for it.
And I have not read it.
Okay.
Jessica Alba.
Jessica Alba, not on the list.
That was one of my guesses.
Not even on the list?
But that's celebrity overall. And maybe her Honest company made a lot of money. Maybe she didn't personally profit as much.
Hmm. Yeah, okay.
What you got, David?
I'm going to say Jay-Z.
Jay-Z. How is he not on the list? That doesn't even make
sense. Is he not on the list?
He's got to be on the list.
Beyonce.
Hang on. Jay-Z made $42 million last year.
Oof.
He's number 55 on the list.
Holy cow.
All right, so Kelly said Beyonce, right?
I bet she makes more than him.
Beyonce made $105
million. Dang.
Did she put out music last year?
Yeah,
she had. Is it the Lemonade thing?
Yeah, she had the Lemonade stuff.
So Beyonce's number two at $105 million.
Okay.
Selena
Gomez?
Yes.
Yeah.
Selena Gomez, not on the list.
How about, I'm going to go with Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre. What?
He had Beats.
He does. Oh, yeah. Okay. He's number 83.
Oh, wow.
He brought in $34.5 million.
Oh, that's not
okay,
much.
Okay, just one more just for fun.
All right.
Britney Spears.
Okay. No, Britney's pretty good. She's number 89, $34
million. Okay.
So think about that, though. There's 88 other celebrities who make more money than Britney Spears.
That is crazy, isn't it?
Mark Cuban.
Let's see. He's not on there.
Okay.
Adam Levine.
This will be the final one we'll check, and then I'll tell you who's number one. Let's go back up here. Levine.
You're such a fast typer.
Nothing from Adam Levine either.
Wow.
The number one celebrity who made the most money made $130 million,
dang,
which is,
that is a lot
$25 million more than Beyonce. Sean Combs.
What?
Oh, P. Diddy?
Diddy.
P. Diddy, how?
They say he's got all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Like he has business ventures. He has a Sean John clothing line. He has the vodka, Ciroc vodka.
I gotcha.
He has a sports drink, part of a TV network.
So he has a lot of stuff on the burner, right?
Yeah, so $130 million for him. Beyonce, $105 million. The author of Harry Potter.
J.K. Rowling?
Yeah, $95 million. Number three.
Dang.
Drake, $94 million.
What about J-Lo? Drake. Is she on there?
Let me see if I can find it. Jennifer Lopez. I'm not seeing Lopez either.
Wow. Because she has like clothing and shoes.
Oh,
and
no, she is.
Too.
Number 65.
Okay.
$38 million. It's just funny, though.
Wow.
Like the Chainsmokers, number 65. They made $38 million. The Chainsmokers.
Now, the Kardashians aren't on there at all.
Let's see which one. I'm sure one of them would be. Kim's number 47 with $45.3 million.
What about Kylie Jenner? I bet she's up there.
Oh, you think she is?
Oh, I bet she is.
She made $41 million.
Dang, that's
she's
crazy.
She's number 59.
Oh, I bet like LeBron James and Kevin Durant, guys like that, are toward the top, aren't they? A lot of athletes.
LeBron's number 10, yeah. $86 million.
That's insane.
Durant,
see, he's 60.6 doing fine today. He lost, but he's doing fine.
Because Leslie was talking about that last night as she was watching LeBron come back to, you know, to the dressing room. She's like, I feel so bad for him. And I'm like, dude.
I do not.
He's making so much money. Feel bad for me and your spending habits.
Right.
Okay, maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Every time we play Dierks Bentley, like Kelly gets this big smile on her face like it's the greatest thing ever.
I just love his music. That's a fun song.
Okay, you love his music.
And I love him.
And you think
just
he's
leave me alone.
Extremely good looking.
Yeah.
And he's a huge Predators fan.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He was actually at the game the other night.
But he was so nice when we met him and like acted like, whether he was acting or whatever, he acted like he cared that we played his music.
Yeah.
You
he
know
was
what I'm
really
saying?
Nice. Yeah. So shout out to Dierks Bentley this morning. What's up, Dierks? That's how I do my shout outs.
What up, man?
What's up? Y'all ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
For it. Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It's Tuesday, June 13th of 2017. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Amy Drummond, who is celebrating today. Amy Drummond of Jonesboro. Sloan Wallace is celebrating today, so happy birthday to Sloan, also from Jonesboro. Stephanie Richardson of Jonesboro celebrates. Jacob Bettis of Jonesboro. Katie Stolas of Wynn has a birthday today. Victoria Collier of Jonesboro celebrating. Amanda Brewer of Marion, happy birthday. And Kristen Gibson is 21 years old today. Happy birthday from mom and dad. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
Kat Dennings is 31 years old today. She was in Two Broke Girls, and she was also in Thor, too.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Chris Evans is 36. He is Captain America.
Okay.
And he was also in Fantastic Four like years ago. Uh-huh. The same one with Jessica Alba.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I was going to say that. Mm-hmm.
He's seen that one.
I'm on my Jessica Alba kick today. Mm-hmm.
Jason Michael Carroll is 39 years old today.
Ooh, I like Jason Michael Carroll. Hang on, let's do this one.
Alyssa lies to the classroom.
Oh, wrong part.
Alyssa lies.
You ever heard this song?
Every day it's good.
I don't know if I ever heard.
It's sad.
Alyssa lies.
You ever heard it?
Yeah.
To the teacher as she tried to cover every bruise.
Okay, both of y'all. You know what? That's a good song.
No, it is.
It's emotional. You're about to get... If I could throw my shoes right now and take them off and throw them. Jason Michael Carroll. How about this
one? Baby, just look at us all this time and we're still in love. Something like this just don't exist between a backwoods boy.
It's called Living Our Love Song. You're clueless on this one. All right, happy birthday to Jason Michael Carroll.
Steve-O's 43 years old today.
Steve-O.
The guy,
what show was he on?
The guy on... he's been in some movies,
what
on
movie?
Some TV shows.
His name sounds familiar.
I know, I just can't place it.
He was on the show called Jack.
And the Beanstalk.
The Ripper?
No.
That's it.
You know what I'm trying to say.
And the Beanstalk. Oh, that's what you said.
Yeah.
I don't really want
Tripper.
To say the
Jack
word.
Jack Tripper.
Yeah,
I'm just
going to
say, I'm going to say Jack Butt. But okay. Replace butt with the other word.
And I'm just going to say, when you go back and listen to this on the podcast, you're going to regret that moment right there. When you say he's on Jack Butt, you will wish you could take that moment back. Because I wish you could.
Do you mean to say the real thing then?
Not anymore.
Keep going.
Stay on the high note.
Yeah, I'm sweating. Rivers Cuomo, is that his name? He's 47, lead singer of Weezer.
They also did this one. Remember that? All right, that's the guy from Weezer.
Mm-hmm. Tim Allen, 64. From Home Improvement, Buzz Lightyear.
Yep.
And Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen are 31 today.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
I've done this for a long time because I can still remember people being like, oh my gosh, they're about to be 18. They're about to be legal.
I remember.
How rude.
That's crazy though.
Yep. That is crazy.
31. I haven't seen them in forever either.
They're running their empire.
Like, are they still loaded?
I would assume so.
I think so. With the really? Clothing company and all that stuff they're involved in.
I haven't seen them in forever. Let's see this. Oh. Let's get you in your feels, right? It's a David line. And Jack Bud. Remember that.
Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paperboy, and evening TV. Did I get delivered here? Somebody tell me, please. This old world.
Aww. Isn't that cute, though?
Yeah.
The Olsen twins, 31 years old today.
Wow.
Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Victoria Collier, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. And K-Fine. A fun show to go back and watch still to this day.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Found a picture the other day of me and my wife with Jason Aldean backstage at the convo. And I should actually show it to you guys.
I don't know if I've seen it.
This is probably, I don't know, 7 years old, maybe 6 years old. It's awful. So Kai sees the picture. I said, Kai, what do you think about this? He said, you're kind of pudgy.
Oh man.
And you don't have a beard. And what is that shirt?
Dude.
What shirt was it?
Oh, it's one of those shirts that I thought was really cool in like 05. And I was probably wearing it like, because you know how like the button-down shirts? I don't buy those very often. So like that was in the closet and it probably fit. And then it was probably a little bit retro looking.
Oh, no.
Should I find the picture?
Yes.
And my wife's hair is like blonded out. And she's like, what did I do that for?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I need to go backstage to meet Jason Aldean just for redemption on the picture.
Yeah.
Because my chance to hang out with him, I looked awful. Just awful.
That's funny.
Like a blob. I look like the guy on SpongeBob.
Flesh.
Oh, like Patrick.
Flesh. I look like Patrick.
You kind of look like Patrick now with the pink shirt.
I don't look like Patrick.
You look just like Patrick.
That's a red shirt.
This is not pink.
Yeah, it is.
It's salmon.
That sounds worse.
That's Patrick's color.
Salmon.
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 I had salmon last night. Ugh.
Oh, I hate salmon.
But is tilapia better?
No, yes. None of it is.
It's
I'd
really
much
not.
Rather eat tilapia.
Fried catfish is good.
That's what I like.
Some hush puppies.
Dude, you bring me that? If that was on my diet, I'd be eating it all the time.
Oh, every day.
My wife elected not to have dinner last night when I made salmon and asparagus.
Oh, I don't blame her. She probably lost her appetite.
Stink up the house.
Oh, it smelled awful.
Asparagus and I made fish.
I did broccoli the other night on the stove, like steamed some broccoli, and then
I'd be like, go cook outside.
Oh, it smells awful.
Yeah, my roommate will come back for lunch, and he'll put broccoli in the microwave and stink up the entire house literally all day.
Why does it smell so bad?
I don't know, but it smells terrible.
It really does. So if you come into my house and it stinks, it's not because of like flatulence. It's because of the food I made.
Thanks for the clarification.
I just want to clear that up because a lot of you probably are coming over today.
Yeah.
Y'all ready for country music news?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so imagine you went to Nashville for CMA Fest and you get this little ride around in a Chevy, right? They were doing like this little gimmicky ride where they were going to shuttle some people around the city of Nashville in a Chevrolet. It's two girls in the back and all of a sudden the car has to pull over. When the car pulls over, a passenger gets into the car and joins them, and the passenger just so happens to be Luke Bryan.
Jeez. Which I'll not die.
So imagine you're like hanging with your buddy, right? You're riding in the back seat. It's like an Uber deal. But it's a Chevy. It's the new 2017 Chevy. And you're like, hey, let's go here. Let's go there. Let's go there. We got to stop real quick. Boom. in comes Luke.
That's insane.
Yeah. The girls freaked out. They, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. Mm-hmm. And then he was really cool too.
Yeah.
It's a cool video up on social media. If you're a fan of Luke Bryan, you might want to check it out.
Speaking of the CMA Fest, Miranda Lambert held her first ever Mutt Nation March. Yep. And it started down, I guess, at the Nissan Stadium. And it went all the way down into downtown Nashville.
That's awesome.
Over 1,000 people. And she had about 60 animals or 60 dogs and cats to give away for adoption. And so they went out to 21, let's see, homes across 21 states and Canada.
That's
so
awesome.
60 animals found shelter. So it's one of those foundations that raises money for animals that need shelter and homes and all
that
kind
of
thing. It's her passion.
Yep. That's Miranda's passion. She loves doing music and helping animals.
Yeah.
Well, I've got some good news for the Justin Moore family. No one has to move out.
What do you mean?
Because Justin and his wife, Kate, had a baby boy.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, wow.
Well, his kids were all worried that they were going to have another baby girl.
Exactly. And they even said, if this happens, we're moving out. We're getting out of here.
But his kids are like young.
I know. They're like 7, 5, and 3. But Thomas South Moore was born in Little Rock, Arkansas on Sunday.
Congratulations. Yep. I think they're going to call him South.
They are going to call him South.
Not Thomas.
Yep.
That's cute.
So. Anyway, congratulations in order to Justin Moore. Mm-hmm. I think we should do our favorite Justin Moore song of the moment.
Let's hear it.
Yep. About our coworker, Will.
Uh-huh. Somebody else will find out. Walk up and ask you your name right now. Offer to buy you a drink, sit down. The day you look could kill. Somebody else will.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I posted my photo on Instagram just now. This is the one of me from 2012 with Jason Aldean.
Nice shirt.
It's awful.
It's not that bad.
No, it's awful. And here's what's awful about it. It fits me really poorly. Because at this point, I hadn't like... It's funny because when I thought I was in shape in years past, I really just lost weight. And I was essentially a little bit skinny fat.
I got you. Yeah.
What are you laughing at?
Just
you know what that is, skinny fat?
Yes.
Though? So I think I was skinny fat in this picture, maybe a little bit, maybe not. Maybe I was just fat for me.
Fat.
And it's different. You know, everybody's different. Like everybody's body style is different. And mine looks a little bit like Humpty Dumpty. And it's like I'm wearing the eggshell too. Like it's been decorated for Easter.
Let me say it again.
I don't think so.
Dude, it's awful.
Is that an extra large?
Do I look like Humpty Dumpty?
No.
Yeah.
See, I'd used this for a photo shoot back with when I was on the other station down the hall.
Mm-hmm. Right.
With Yvette. She was my partner like in 2003, 2004.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 2006. I don't know. Maybe let's say she was there 2005. So I'm wearing this shirt 7 years later.
Oh my gosh.
In 2012.
But you keep everything.
I do.
You keep everything.
But this shirt, which might have been trendy in 05, probably wasn't that trendy in 2012.
And it's kind of big.
It's where Kai said I looked pudgy.
It's just your shirt's just ballooning out a little bit.
It's ballooning.
Dad, you look pudgy.
And also, like I've had a little more scruff the last year or so.
Uh-huh.
I had no scruff.
Oh, so you were baby face.
So my face is a little bit more round. My belly's more round, and I have no facial hair to cover up my roundness.
I need to give you a hug.
So, but my deal is I need to go back and get redemption
for
this picture.
That's what facial hair does is cover up roundness.
Well, I think it can help.
I wish I could grow some facial hair.
So stupid. If you guys want to see this, people are going to say I can't tell much of a difference, and that's going to offend me. From now to then.
No, you're definitely, okay.
You're
definitely way more in shape now.
But still.
But you don't look fat.
But like the shirt is 7 years old by the time I'm wearing it to meet Jason Aldean because I probably didn't have many button ups.
Listen,
and we went out to dinner with Leslie's cousin and his wife right before this.
I'm needing you to wear that shirt again.
Oh gosh.
October 13th.
I'm not either.
Please. And then you could do a side by side.
You know how cool that would be? Jason, I wore this shirt when I met you a couple years back. I'm wearing it again for you.
Jason, I bought this shirt 12 years ago.
I love this shirt.
No, I'm not going to do that.
He's going to have to wear a shirt that shows off his biceps.
I need
redemption.
I'm going to wear a tank top in October.
Yeah.
Hey, one thing that kind of got me frustrated this morning, though, because I've been working really hard and my wife's working out hard. You know, like it's been a passion deal for the last year and a half for us. Kind of a fun thing that we get to do together. And then I read this thing as we get ready for Father's Day that the dad bod is like more sought after than the in shape bod by women.
So you get to like you get to eat tonight.
They say according to a new survey, 69% of women think a dad bod is sexy. 63% prefer a dad bod over a guy who's in good shape.
Look at this.
Oh man,
I'm not David's even a dad, over here. And I've got the dad.
Look
bod.
At him.
Take your shirt off.
I am not going to take my shirt off in here.
And you get
that
you
is so weird.
He always looks at you like, really?
Why do you have to ask me to take my shirt
because
off?
Because you always almost do it. Like
no,
you kind of look at him like, okay, really? And it looks like you're about
if
to.
If I took my shirt off, you would be so offended that I took my shirt
off. I would
off.
Laugh so hard I wouldn't be able to talk.
One day I'm just going to do it and you're going to be like,
no,
staring at me.
Here's the reason we did. Why I said it though.
I don't have my sunglasses.
Because exactly. As soon as I said it, you're like, what about me? I got the dad bod. Well, show me.
Yeah.
That's just weird.
It's not weird. I want to laugh.
Are you saying you don't have the dad bod?
I don't think I have the dad bod anymore.
Well, take your shirt off.
Yeah,
well, that's
Brandon.
Weird.
Prove it.
Why is it weird?
Yeah, why is it weird?
Hey, I'm tan.
Okay.
I've seen the sun. Might not be great for me, but I've seen it.
I'm like a vampire.
I say 78% of women think a dad bod is a sign the guy's comfortable in his own skin. 47% of women agree the dad bod is the new six pack.
Dang.
Wow. Look how happy he is. He's so
he's like,
I'm
yes!
thrilled right now.
Remember when he worked out for a week?
Yeah, I do.
Went off and got a gym membership and bought all those clothes and then quit?
More like a couple months.
80% of women said they'd be proud to be married to a guy with a dad bod. 92% of married men with the dad bod say they're happy with their marriage.
You know what this shows?
It doesn't matter.
That girls are so much less shallow.
Could it be that?
I think that could be that a lot.
Personality's pretty big.
So then as us guys, then why do we care?
That's a great
question, why do guys go to the gym so much?
Could you answer that?
No, really, why do we? I'm asking.
Oh.
Who are we seeking the approval of?
I don't know.
Like, I think my wife finds me more attractive now than she did when I look like Humpty Dumpty.
I don't think it would matter to her, though.
You don't think so, ultimately?
I think it's attractive, like, when your partner takes care of themselves and, like, wants to make sure that they're healthy for you so they live a long life and whatever. But I don't think that she would, I mean, find you just less attractive.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
She didn't find me repulsive back
if you ballooned.
Well, she did send me a couple of text messages that
he's
said,
disgusting.
I think
he's
I saw repulsive. Vile.
But it's funny, if you have the dad bod, celebrate yourself
yeah.
today. Don't worry about it. You don't have to eat salmon like I did last night.
I'm going to
go love you.
Drink a bunch of beer.
Dude, I'd like a beer and a cheeseburger and fries
oh,
right
well,
now.
Well, then
man.
Do it.
Let's do it.
And the Cajun Cafe. Bring me some of those boudin balls right now, Devlin Duke.
Celebrate it.
That's what I need, right?
Now that it's Father's Day coming up.
Now that I know this, I'm done working out forever.
Yeah.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Your hair was noticed. The fact that you redid your hair. That's good.
Thanks.
You did your roots.
Mm-hmm. Well, what was funny is he said, did you do your hair different? I went, yeah. And then nothing else was said.
Well, because it is different. You have it up.
Yeah.
Which means it's dirty.
No.
Yeah.
No,
that's
not
true.
Dirty.
No, that's what it means.
Yeah, that's
no,
what it totally means.
It's not all the way up. It's down and I've put my bangs up.
Mm-hmm.
It's not dirty. It's actually clean. I just got done with going to the salon.
I'm just
you should
you,
know
it's
this.
Dirty.
Yeah, it's
Brandon
dirty.
Baxter of all people should know this.
I know so much about hair. What I do know
you're
is
you're married.
Anytime you see a girl with her hair up, more than likely, 9 times out of 10, it's dirty.
Or we're running late and we don't want to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's dirty.
Just dirty.
Okay. I agree with you. But today it is not dirty. I'm just telling you.
Tell me something I don't understand.
Okay.
Which is a lot. No, but I saw the dry shampoo.
Oh, I love it.
Like, what does it do? Because when I had hair, which has been a long time ago now, which has been basically 20 years ago.
2 decades.
Thank you. They didn't have dry shampoo.
Okay, it's a lot like, let's say you have kind of an oily scalp.
Okay.
Okay, so you go a couple of days, and it's more for, I would say, and I'm sure there's arguments out there, I'd say it's more for women that are people that have long hair.
Okay.
Because, you know, like, let's say you go somewhere and eat, you know, you've got, like, that smell in your hair. Right. And then your hair is kind of oily if you go a couple of days without washing it. So what the dry shampoo does is you spray it in and it kind of soaks up that oiliness and lets you go another day without washing it.
I think it smells good.
Does it?
And it does smell good.
What's it smell like?
Just fresh. There's different
like
kinds.
Fruits there, or?
There's different kinds. You can get some that's kind of smell like
cucumber melon.
Baby powder. You know way too many weird scents.
I like that smell. Uh-huh. I have that in my shower.
Don't tell me you don't know about hair stuff either.
He puts on shampoo so he can get the smell. Just rubs it on his head.
It's okay. We still
love know.
You.
We know.
Did you see how he looked down?
I have done that before.
If you really, I was
no,
just.
Well, you still have to wash your head. Like, you still have to wash.
Well, I mean, you
have
to bathe. Soap, though. You don't have to put on shampoo.
Well, sometimes you just want something that smells a little bit better.
But you still have to take care of your scalp.
You're right. He's over here making fun of me. Yeah. I want
to
smell
but
good.
You don't have to put on shampoo. You don't have hair.
Well, if I see a little bit of shampoo.
Just, you realize hair is dead, correct? Hair.
Mine's like, especially
it's
dead.
So when you're washing your scalp, you're really doing it for the hair follicles and for your scalp. Your
underneath?
Actual scalp. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But no, it cleans off whatever's on top, too.
Yeah.
It looks less greasy.
Mm-hmm.
Like David's hair looks really greasy this morning.
No, it doesn't.
He
it
needs
does
some
not.
Dry shampoo.
I have to wash my hair every day, though.
See, I used to, too.
Yeah.
If Man, girls will tell you that's bad to do that.
No, if I don't, though,
well,
it's all greasy.
And
well,
there's because some girls. Lazy.
It's because what?
Could be because they're lazy. It's just what somebody. I don't want to have to wash my hair because I don't want to have to dry it every day. So just blah, blah, blah.
Well, yeah. That. And sometimes girls, like if we're going to curl it, a lot of times if it's dirtier, it'll hold the curl better. Oh, and a lot of like pageant girls, like salon girls will say, hey, come with your hair like dirty because it'll, like if they're going to put it up, the curls will hold longer.
Are you
and
serious?
Better. Yeah.
So all these girls who are down there for Miss Arkansas.
Oh,
this week,
now don't get me lying about people. But
you just said that.
Yeah,
you said all
not,
the.
Just I did not it. Say all of the Miss Arkansas contestants.
David, is this still true that she just now said all of the Miss Arkansas contestants
That's
have dirty
all true.
Hair?
Y'all are liars. Mm.
Did you realize how many Miss Arkansas contestants are from
there's
this area?
So many.
Yeah, there's a ton.
Because I was seeing pictures on social media of hey, let's wish well wishes to so and so, so and so, and so and so. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I know this one and this one and this one. Like we know so many people who could be Miss Arkansas. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And the current Miss Arkansas never responded to us. So hopefully the next Miss Arkansas is somebody that we know that will respond to us.
Yeah.
You know how awesome that would be? Like we actually personally know them.
Like, yeah, I know Miss Arkansas.
Yeah.
She has dirty hair. Kelly Perry said so.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's what you said a second ago.
Yeah.
And she'll agree. True.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So there's a little bit more circulating on Bachelor in Paradise.
A little bit.
And the drama... We gave you a little bit of the drama yesterday. The production had been halted. They had flown all the people who were going to be on the show back to Houston from Mexico because there was misconduct on the set.
Yeah.
Guys, it sounds like the misconduct was pretty bad.
Some pretty serious misconduct.
Yeah.
Like one of the girls involved was allegedly blackout drunk.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And there might have been a situation where like the producers were kind of wanting... certain situations to happen as far as, hey, we want you guys to have an interest. And then when you're drinking heavily and things get messed up and somebody goes too far and then a production assistant, some people from the crew came in and said, hey, I think this went overboard. They looked back at the videotapes like, oh, wow, that did go way over the
Well, I mean, as soon as like a Warner Brothers production saw it, they shut everything down. You know, the execs were like, okay, this has gone too far. Now they're, doing an investigation into it.
And there's no telling now if the show's ever going to air.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've already promoted it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was supposed to debut in August. But now there's so much of the stigma around it. And some of the people involved in the biggest part of the scandal, the two people involved, which is Corinne and...
DeMario.
Yeah. Like, there's no way they're going to want this to be aired.
Oh, no. Gosh, no.
Little did we know, Corinne told the media that she had a boyfriend back home.
Yeah.
Not anymore. So the
story's made it really even worse because of all the different allegations.
I read something where she's actually getting a lawyer. I'll say that.
Okay.
Getting a lawyer to, I guess, potentially go after the show and production and producers and things like that.
Okay. So, I was going to say, who's she going after? Is she going after DeMario or going after the crew who provided the alcohol?
Yeah, maybe all of them. I mean, who really knows? But the whole situation looks bad for this franchise, not just Bachelor in Paradise, but all of it.
Yeah.
Well, no one forced her to drink.
No, nobody did. Yeah. But at the same point...
It was highly encouraged, too.
And at the same point, if somebody took it a step too far when she was drinking, that's not necessarily her fault either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I gotcha.
Of course, you need to not put yourself in the situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just bad.
But, yeah. And I guess in a situation like that, the production crew's like, hey, alcohol, y'all have fun.
Right.
Yeah.
Live it up. We want people to think this is a great place.
Uh-huh.
So, that's a crazy story.
Bad.
That will only get bigger as the days go on.
Yeah.
I sent an email to Raven just to see if we could get any information. And I said in the email, hey, I know you probably can't say much. They're probably telling everybody they can't talk.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, she wasn't a part of the drama.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, what she knows and what she could share might be nothing at this point.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Whew. But we did reach out just to see. So
that's pretty rough.
Anyway, Bachelor in Paradise, will it ever make the air? What's your thought? Yes or no?
I'm going to say yes.
David?
I'm going to say no.
I think no too.
Yeah.
Because I think if it's that far over the top and the negative stuff is out there, I don't know how you can air it.
Yeah.
Because I think with all the negative news that it hurts, like, you know, people would feel uncomfortable
but
watching it.
If they do air it, are you going to watch?
Probably.
Probably it will reel in more people.
Do you
people
know how many more
it?
People are going
to
watch if they do air it?
Because of the drama.
Like, way more.
Golly, that's crazy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
That's the world that we live in today.
Yep.
It's a crazy story.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Keith Urban was an American Idol judge for about four seasons. Then the show went off the air in 2016. It's returning in 2018, so in about a year from now. And there are discussions where Keith Urban could be coming back to Idol as a judge.
Oh, wow.
As of now, there's only like one judge that's been confirmed with Katy Perry.
Right.
Still discussions out there with Ryan Seacrest. And Keith Urban has said that there's a lot of moving parts here. And that's about all he would say about
which
it.
Which means, yes, that he might be involved.
Yeah, there smart are, for him. Though.
Yeah. There's some discussions where he might come back. So we'll see.
Because let's say they're not talking to him. If he's like, oh, yeah, I'd consider it. There's some moving parts.
Have you been working on that?
That sound like him?
Good day, mate.
Good day, mate.
Hey, mate.
Hey, Nicole. Me and Nick, we were hanging out. Me I sound more Nick. Like the Wiggles.
You do. That's where you got it. Anthony.
Chugga chugga, big red car.
You should tweet at him today saying, hey, I need to work on my Australian accent. Can he help me? Because I bet he'd respond.
We know he would.
Because I am Brandon Wiggle.
That's true.
So Father's Day is coming up on Sunday. That sounds dumb. Father's Day Sunday, Luke Bryan says one of the things he loves about having his kids is Father's Day can be very simple.
Yep.
He doesn't need a whole lot. He takes the kids out fishing. He spends most of the day untangling all their fishing line and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And he said at that point he realizes, hey, I'm a dad. I'm a great dad. I'm a happy dad in a moment like that. Something as simple as just going out and fishing with the kids.
Brett Eldridge has released a new song called Love Someone, and his new album is coming out August 4th, and here is an audio clip of it.
Oh, baby, would you look right there? The way the sun is hitting your head. The way the world just stopped right here in midair. I don't ever want to move. You put the cool in the breeze. You put the weak here. Put me right where I'm supposed to be. In your blue eyed sea. And I wanna sail away. Cause when I wake up in the middle of the night, you holding me so tight. Good for me, my oh my. Sure feels good to love someone. When you laugh at the way I dance, when you smile when you hold my hand, and look at you and I understand. Sure feels good to love someone.
That's a new single from Brett Eldridge called Love Someone, a part of your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
With all of the negative news going on in the world, guys, I love bringing you stories that have happy endings. So there's this guy in Thailand, and Thailand, I didn't realize this, but it's home to nearly a million stray dogs. They have a stray dog issue. And many of them have never experienced human affection, so they've never been touched. Well, this guy has made it his mission to change that, okay? I know, poor David. Well, pets receive, if you have a pet, it receives hugs and love all the time, but the stray ones don't. So he approaches the dogs individually, petting them, embracing them, giving them hugs. And although he doesn't advise this for other people, he actually has experience to approach the dog properly, that kind of thing.
Right.
But he has inspired people to share photos of their rescued pets. So what he did is he made this video of himself going up to these stray dogs and showing their faces and their body language as he hugs and loves on them for the first time.
Oh, wow.
And I watched it last night and I bawled because, well, number one, I'm a dog person.
Yeah.
But to see these animals that you see their bodies kind of relax, you see some of their eyes close, it's like nothing that they have ever felt.
Oh, that's
right. Anyway, so he's using his dog hugging fame to promote this charity, I Am Greenheart, which is an organization in Thailand that's building a safe and loving home for the shelter animals.
That's really
so
sweet.
I'm going to post the video on our Facebook page here in just a little bit, facebook.com/KFIN1079.
There you go, Kelly. She brings it to you every day.
There's a happy ending.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Talking about running, which I actually have started doing every morning.
We know.
And the great thing about me doing my run You know what, hater?
Listen, I'm just going to say, we love you.
But it makes me feel so much better to get a workout done before I come to work.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, for me, that means, you know, we wake up at 4 o'clock, mm-hmm. so I'm having to start really, really early. Mm-hmm. But man, my energy feels different when I come in. We have Leisha Stevens and Seth Freeman in the studio from Gearhead. How are y'all this morning?
We're great. We're great. Good to see y'all.
Hey, good to see you.
Glad to be here.
How's the Gearhead Outfitters location downtown?
It's good. It's good. We're staying busy, you know, getting ready for Father's Day coming up. So if you've got any, you know, gift ideas that you need to fulfill, we'll be more than happy to help you out in that area.
Then come see you.
They can come see us.
You get them hooked up?
At downtown or at the mall, so or at the outlet store. So, yeah, any of our locations will be happy to do that.
Hey, so the location in the mall is bigger now, right?
It is. We actually got to move down the way to, I think we tripled our size.
Yeah, it's a big spot.
Yeah.
So we're lucky to have that spot down there, so it's been really good.
But you two, one thing that can actually help me this morning is you guys are run specialists, right?
Try to be.
Sounds good.
So that's what we're going to say you are. Anyway. So like legit, if I took off running right now, could you tell me what I was doing wrong?
We could. Yeah.
All right. Let's do it with Kelly. Though.
No.
Kelly, take off running.
Definitely not.
No, but how many different techniques are there in learning how to properly run?
Well, there's a lot, but to really simplify it, it's the three things that we focus on is posture, balance, and cadence.
All right.
And really, it's, you know, putting your body in the right posture and positioning and keeping your head straight when you're running. The balance, a lot of people use a lot of arm swing when really that just throws your body. Yeah, it throws your body off and it makes your body become more imbalanced. And
my wife is embarrassed by the way I run.
We got an arm swinger.
Do you run like Phoebe from Friends?
Here's how Leslie makes fun of me all the time because when I take off, like if we're going to run around the neighborhood, it's kind of like this. What does that look like?
Like Phoebe from Friends.
Is that really what it is? Stand up real quick, Seth.
Oh, here we go.
Just kind of show me, like, because my body, like, imagine my arms just kind of going back and forth.
Do you run that fast?
Well, sometimes. I don't know what I'm doing. I make it much more difficult than it probably needs to.
All right, I'll give you an easy pointer, all right?
Okay.
So when you run,
yep.
Act like you're holding potato chips.
I know how to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't eat just one.
So the thing is, you don't want to keep, like, your wrist. Or I'm sorry, your fists clenched.
Right.
You want to keep them relaxed.
I'm relaxed.
So that's going to keep your upper body a lot more relaxed.
I'm relaxed.
You're relaxed now.
All right.
So then when you're running, and this is one of the drills that we do with the Project 90 kids that we're about to talk about.
Yeah.
But we call it banging the drum.
Banging the drum.
What we're going to do with this is when you run, you want to act like you've got a drum on this on your side.
Yep.
And you're going to come down and act like you're hitting the drum.
So it's that simple.
So you got some potato chips.
So me doing this.
Right.
Stop me. I mean, that's legitimately how I run. And my wife has laughed at me every time she's ever seen me run. You should see me on the treadmill in the morning.
Why don't you, you should put up your,
I'm not going to do that.
You should put up your video camera.
I'm not going to do that. So little stuff like that can totally change the way I run.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Why is that? Is it all balance or?
It's some of it's balance, but a lot of it's just using your body in the most efficient way possible.
Right.
So, and you're not wasting energy, which when you waste energy, you could just create more fatigue.
Yep.
And so we're trying to give these kids and even to the adults the advantage to where we're using a natural run form. So when you combine posture balance and when you get your cadence right, and cadence is how many times your foot will hit the ground in a minute.
Right.
And the shorter the step, the higher the cadence, which is what you really want to where you're not taking a really long stride. So you combine all three of those things and you're on the road to being injury free when you're running.
So would I be able to run a mile faster if I use the proper techniques?
It will help. It definitely will help.
Because I've been trying to beat my time.
Yeah.
But so what I end up doing is, you know, my body's flailing trying to catch up.
Which you think he can beat a 15-minute mile, right?
I have all the faith in the world.
Stop that. No, what did I hit the other day?
14:59?
I hit 9:59 at one point.
That's
and I was
good.
Like, done! I felt like a hero at that moment.
No, that's great. I mean, the thing is, it's never too late to start.
Yeah.
So you just gotta.
Seth, are you saying I'm old?
No, man.
It's okay. Seth.
I mean, by now you might as well start.
There's actually Jeff Galloway's got a book. How do you run to your 100?
Oh, wow.
To stay injury free, and that's
That's
what's
cool.
Great about this program is to how to, you know, there's not an age number on this if you stay injury free and the proper running form.
Let's talk about Project 90 Kids, because we've heard about the one for adults. I know that kicks off in July, but you guys want to reach out to young people, because when we go to events and 5Ks, I see more and more young people running.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about this kids event.
So this is going to be our second year of doing this, but basically kind of what we were talking about Project 90 a second ago, this is a spinoff of it to where, you know, we've had a lot of success with the adults, but why not teach the kids? Because if you think about it, when they're playing basketball, soccer, football, baseball, any of these sports, they all involve running.
Oh, yeah.
So if we can get to them at an early age, you know, and teach them the proper mechanics and proper techniques to where they can carry that on throughout the rest of their life, you know, why wait? More or less.
So where are these good? Where is this going to be happening?
So this is going to be at International Studies behind Earl Bell. Right. It's going to be June 22nd and 23rd. It's going to be 6 to 8:30. So the gimmick behind it, not really, I guess I shouldn't say gimmick, but if your parents, they want a little date night,
yep.
Drop your kids off.
I get it.
So Thursday and Friday, you know, if one night's not enough, go for two.
There you go. hey, if I got two date nights in a week, I would be freaking out.
Exactly. So it just gives the parents a chance to where they can, you know, drop their kids off, have some time to themselves, but at the same time, their kids are actually learning something, and you're not having to pay $50 towards a babysitter for each night. So.
But you'll make it fun, too. Like, the kids are going to have a good time, too.
We're going to have a great time. Last year, we had around 45 kids. We're expecting quite a few more this year, just with the response that we had. But we're going to do a lot of games that's going to keep it entertaining and fun. You know, some of the older kids, they'll be outside doing some water relays and different things like that.
Cool.
So there's going to be a lot of different variations to how we can teach this run form and it not be just so monotonous to where it's just running all the time.
So tell me about the ages of kids that can come and do this.
So it's going to be ages 7 to 12. With that, I mean, it's we kind of keep it in that age division where we split up between 7 to 9-year-olds, and then we have 10 to 12-year-olds split up the first night. So
if people want to find out more and to get their kids signed up early, what can they do?
If you can go to gettingearseries.com and just click on the events page, you can scroll down and it'll take you down to Kids Project 90. And basically, you can just register and it'll take you to races online. And the fee's $45. So that's how you get hooked up with it.
Am I right that the money that's raised is going to go to a great cause, too, to help kids?
Yes. Alicia, do you want to tell them about where
it's going? DARE program will be there, and they can get fingerprinted, and so it will go towards the DARE program.
That's awesome. Drug abuse resistance education. I still remember that from school.
Very good.
And that's been a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, if you want to find out more, you can log on to getingearseries.com. And we appreciate y'all coming in this morning.
No, thanks for having us.
Yes, thanks for having us.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So, guys, there's no telling how much money CMA Fest brings into Nashville.
Oh, no. No idea.
Because tourists go crazy and people are all over the place trying to find rides. Imagine getting into a vehicle, and it's a Chevrolet vehicle, and it's an advertising deal, but you don't know you're a part of the advertising, right?
Yeah.
So you and your friend get in the back seat, you're driving around, and all of a sudden the car stops,
uh-huh.
and the door opens, and in steps Luke Bryan.
Oh, my.
These two young girls had no idea they were being recorded in the back of this Chevy vehicle that they were going around the city in. And bam, door opens. It's Luke. He gets in the car. They have this conversation. A really cool way to advertise Chevy and just show that Luke wants to get back and give back to his fans.
That's pretty cool.
Speaking of the CMA Fest, Miranda Lambert was there, and she led more than 1,000 people on the 1 mile march for the Mutt Nation March, which is an awareness that makes awareness and raises funds for shelters and pet adoptions. And it started at Nissan Stadium and it went all the way to downtown Nashville. And it had 60 shelter dogs, which all 60 found new homes with families. I hate you. There's no reason to even look at me over here. And now you're ducking.
I'm not ducking. I'm watching you from underneath the table.
I look up and you're underneath the table.
I'm just, well, okay.
Okay. So, anyways, what I'm trying to say, 60 animals that did not have homes now have homes thanks to Miranda Lambert. 21 states and even from Canada took a dog home. So thank you to Miranda Lambert.
That's a good story.
Yeah. It would be if you wouldn't make me laugh and get under the table.
Stop it.
Okay, so I've got some good news for the Justin Moore family. No one has to move out because they now have a baby boy.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know some of his daughters were threatening to move. They're right. 7, 5, and 3.
I'm out of here.
Yeah, if they had another girl.
Right.
But they had a boy. His name is Thomas South Moore, and they're going to call him South.
There you go. That's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So tonight I was kind of like planning television.
Mm-hmm.
And so much of television has been based on, okay, it's the Stanley Cup. And on nights when it wasn't the Stanley Cup, it was the NBA Finals. And now they're both over.
Now basically the only sport you got is baseball. Until August hits.
Yeah, there's a lot of baseball.
Mm-hmm. Or you could watch a movie.
You could do that.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that?
Or you could watch Jimmy Fallon because Lady Antebellum's going to be on tonight.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. You look good.
Thank you. Appreciate that. You look good too.
Thank you.
Kelly, nice shoulder.
So fresh, so fine.
The first shoulder mention. I've been waiting for
I've been waiting all day. Like, I actually wrote a note to myself waiting for Brandon to mention my shoulder.
Did you really write that down?
Yeah.
She's got some serious shoulder today.
See, I try to block her from my vision.
Oh.
But essentially, she's taken her entire shirt off today.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hello.
No, she just pulled it even further down.
Good grief. Speaking of further down, the What You Say video is online.
Oh, yeah.
With Brandon Baxter. He's the star of the video.
All you have to do is go to YouTube. You'll find that. All right. So Kate's on the way next. Y'all have a great day, and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow.